Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Kedushin, Perig Dalid, Mishnah Vav, Bas Cholol Zachar. The daughter of a man Cholol. Psula min HaKahuna would be possible for marrying a Kayin L'Oila. Always. Let's remind ourselves what we mentioned earlier. If you have a Kayin Gadol who marries an Almana, or a Kayin, let's say, who marries a Grusha, they have either a son or a daughter. Those children are born out of a marriage that violated the Kedushas Kehuna. And therefore those children are called, the boy is called a Cholol, she's called a Cholol. The Cholol, even though his father is a Kayin, but he's possible to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. He's allowed to be Metam himself L'Meisim. He can work for a Chevra Kedisha. And he can also marry a woman that's also to a Kayin. He can marry a Cholol. He cannot eat Truma or Kachim. As far as a Cholol is concerned, she also has no Kedushas Kehuna. She cannot eat Truma. She cannot marry a Kayin. So now, what's our Mishnah telling us? This man married a woman who was divorced and he's a Kayin. They had a child. A boy child. He's a Cholol. He gets married and he has a daughter. So our Mishnah is telling us, Bas Cholol Zachar, the daughter of this Cholol, is Psula Min HaKahuna. She's also considered a Cholola, and that problem is going to keep going. In other words, his son's daughter, his son's daughter, Atzaf Kaladiris. They're going to be Chololas, they won't be able to marry a Kayin. In other words, what we're saying is, if the children of Chalolim, of a Zachar Cholol, are also a Cholol, so there's no way out of this. Their daughters will be Chololas, and they're Pasul Min HaKahuna. That's the opinion of the Tana of our Mishnah. In the Gemara, there's a sheet of a different Tana that argues, but for now, let's just go weiter in our Mishnah. Yisrael Shenasa Chalola. We're not talking about a case here of a Cholol who marries a Bas Yisrael. We're talking about a Yisrael who marries a Cholola. He's allowed to. He's not a Kayin. He can marry a Cholola. So again, a regular Yisrael can marry a daughter that was born from a Kayin who married a Grusha. Her father didn't obey her, but that doesn't affect the Yisrael marrying the daughter. So this Yisrael marries this Cholola. Bitai, his daughter, is not a Cholola like her mother. Rather, she is Ksheira L'Kahuna. Because this psul of Cholol does not go over from a mother to a daughter. Whereas Cholol Shenasa Bas Yisrael, the other way around, a Cholol who marries a Bas Yisrael. So in other words, Kayin marries a Grusha. They have a son who's a Cholol. He marries a Bas Yisrael. Bitoy, that daughter, is a Cholola also. And Psula Lekona, she's Pasul Lekona. The Mishnah concludes by saying, and we're going on to a totally different inyan now, Rabbi Yehuda says, Bas Ger Zachar, the daughter of a Ger, a Zachar, unless her father was a Ger, even though her mother was a Yisraelis, Kibas Cholol Zachar. She has the same din as the daughter of a Cholol, who was a Zachar. She has the same din as if her father was a Cholol, and she is Psula L'Kahuna. Uncle Panam is the altar of Yehuda. In the next Mishnah, we're going to see opinions that hold not that way. Chazing over our Mishnah, Mishnah Vav, a Bas Cholol Zachar, the daughter of a Cholol. In other words, her father was a Cholol. She cannot marry a Kayin. She's a Cholola, and this is going to keep going. The children of a father Cholol stay Chololim at Saif Kaladiris, and their daughters will be Chololis. So another way of putting this is, if the father is a Cholol, his son's daughter, his son's daughter at Saif Kaladiris are going to be Pasul Lekohen. A Yisrael that married a Cholola, and again a Yisrael can marry a Cholola, only a Kayin can't, his daughter does not yarshin this Cholola from the mother. A mother does not give over Cholola to her daughter. She is going to be Sheira L'Kahuna. On the other hand, a Cholol who marries a Bas Yisrael, his daughter is Pasul L'Kahuna. Because if the father is a Cholol, the Psul does go over to the daughter. Then Rabbi Yehuda told us that the daughter of a Ger, if her father is a Ger, even though her mother is a Yisraelis, she has the same din as if her father was a Cholol, she would be Pasul L'Kahuna, according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda.